Okay, so in Bamidbar Yud Aleph, we have the Mitonim. Now, the Mitonim is a bit of a weird little unit, because it's not really clear what's going on, right? You get Vahiyam Kimitonim, Ra Bazne Adonai, Vaishma Adonai Vecharapova, Divarbam Esha Adonai Vatochabakte Machane, right? So the people are like complainers or something like that, and it's bad in the ears of God, and God hears, and he gets angry, and fire goes out and devours the edge of the camp. Akam Moshe Vait Palel Moshe Adonai Vatishkaish, and the people call out to God, and God, to Moshe. Moshe davens to God, and the fire settles down. So they call the place Taveira because the fire burnt there. And then in Pasuk Dalet, you have the Atzav Suf coming and saying, right, the gathered people, since they had desire, Hitavu Ta'ava, and they say, who will give us meat? Now, what's the problem here? Right? That it's not exactly clear what they complained about. Because by Pasuk Dalet, you have a group who's complaining about meat, but
before that, you have some...
Right, realists. But you have, like, some undefined, like, three pasuk.
They were, like, complaining.
Right? And God already had the fire. Now, then God gets angry again, right, with this meat thing. So that leads to the question, well, what exactly is going on in this little pasuk, thing? So here you have all types of positions. So, for example, right, the Rashbam seems to think this is distinct. Right, and he says, "Look, the first group is just a bunch of people. These are just people who are complaining about travel. Right? Are we there yet? Right? But unlike parents who say we're not there yet, or they yell at their kids, or give them candy, or let them watch on their phones or something to shut them up, God drops fire from heaven and burns them
to death.
You know, which presumably would stop people from saying, 'Are we there yet?' You would assume."
I swear to God, if you kids complain one more time, I'm going to turn this car around and drive it off a bridge.
Yeah, right, that thing, right? But God, sort of does that. The Ramban, right, deals with this. So he says, Ibn Ezra says it's midivrei aven, or this is iniquity, that they spoke iniquitously. Ramban says, kilama chasei hakadov al chetam velegidu gasher asa b'chol makamot. He says, okay, the Ibn Ezra seems to say that they sinned about something, but it's generic, right? They sinned. They had iniquity. Ramban says, what does that mean, right? Of all the sins in the Torah, so this one you single out to not tell us what the crime is? I mean, come on. So like the Rashbam, he says, it must be that, listen, they were traveling, they left Har Sinai, they're in the desert, and they're just saying, what's going on, how are we going to live, how are we going to handle this, when are we getting out of here, and it comes from the language of pain, like Binyamin, Ben Sari, my pain. And what were they saying? So what's mit on kim mit on in him? They are like it. It's they're complaining about themselves, right? They were complaining about themselves like people who are in pain. They weren't actually in pain, but
they were griping
as if they were in pain. That's kim mit on in him. So now what was the crime? Well, they should have followed God happily. Mirov Kal, Tovash or not, maybe you can have some crime on the Ramayana, because look, God made things good for them and they're whining. Right? So it's not gratitude, right? That seems to be the way he takes it. Now there are Mefarshim who understand this in light of the later part of it, and said, well, maybe these people were also asking for meat, right? Just like later in the Perek, you have people asking for meat, right? So maybe this, this is connected, right, to the later part of the Perek, and they are They're complaining about meat, right? Then you got to figure out, is this two groups or is this like, you know, an elaboration or something like that? Now, Rashi just says, listen, why kimit onenim? So he quotes Chazal in the Sifrei saying, El lashon alila, mevakshim alila ech lefrosh me'acharei makom. The problem was that it doesn't matter what they were complaining about.
The fact is that they were complaining.
It was a pretext, right? Alila. It's that whatever they were complaining about, the reason doesn't tell you is because it was a pretext. The reason God gets angry is because they were looking for something to complain about. They were looking for something to complain about, and that's why God is so angry, because it didn't matter what they were, right? The point is that they wanted to argue with God, and therefore, whether it was about the travel or whether it was about meat, just like in a few psukim later, the point is here, the reason God's angry is because they were complaining for the sake of having something to be angry with God, with God about. Now the Sfat Emet on the later psukim, on the Basar one, has a has an interesting theory, and Rabbi Price connects it to this, to the first part of the argument, and he says, at least in the case of the Basar, the real problem was, he said, if you go to the second complaint, Hitavu Ta'ava, right? So sometimes you just have double language, right? In Tanakh, Hitavu Ta'ava would probably be translated as?
They were exceedingly craving.
Right? Yeah. They really, really wanted it. But how else, if you wanted to be hyper-literal, how could you translate it?
They craved a craving.
They craved craving, right?
They wanted to want something.
They wanted to want, exactly. They wanted to want. Now, what would that mean? Right?
They felt oversatisfied.
So you could go in different directions, right? So the way the Sfat Emet takes it is that the Jews didn't actually have desire. God made them angelic, right? And that was what bothered them, right? Was they didn't want to be angelic. They wanted to have desire because they said, listen, if God takes away our desire and makes us like angels, then we have no challenges in life. We're not going to be rewarded, right? We want to be human. And they wanted to be human. And that's what they were complaining about. Now, you could take that in the good way, which is, right? They wanted to have desire because they wanted to really have challenges and really serve God, right? But I would suggest a different way, because do we ever have a language like this of hitavu tava? What? So we don't have that exact language, but Rav Soloveitchik in Breishit argues a similar theory, right? And he says by chava, right? We have this. She saw that it was desirable, and that it was desirable to the eyes. She didn't desire it. What was it?
She saw
that it was desirable, and then desired it. Right? And Reza Soloveitchik argues that that was actually the original crime, was desiring desire. Right? Because he says that, listen, desire in the end of the day is, right, that objectification that comes with it is actually problematic. Right? That idea that we start to have desire, and therefore other things become the objects of our desire, right? Not just we have needs, but we have desires, right? And therefore, right, other people, right? And he argues that this is why nakedness becomes embarrassing after they get dot, because why wasn't it before? Didn't they already had, right, kids? It wasn't like, right? But without desire, the right, even sexuality wasn't, right? Even if it was enjoyable, it wasn't the other person became the object of my fulfillment of desire. Right, but once you externalized, right, desire that, or you internalize desire, right, other people, other objects become just means to your ends, right, and that is a humiliating thing, right, and therefore nakedness, right, becomes embarrassing because we become sexual objects, right, and he argues that that's really the crime, that they wanted desire, they wanted to be able to other. Now, if you read that in here, right, if you pick up on the Sfat Emet's diuk in the language. Right, and say that maybe the crime in this paragraph is they wanted desire, right? That might be why it's such a crime. Because you could take it slightly different than him and say, listen, they didn't actually have any lack, right? And this works with Rashi. This is basically where Price takes it, right? Is that Rashi says, it doesn't matter what they complained about. The point is they wanted a pretext, right? But why would you say that? If you combine all the different deot, like the Rashbam and the Ramban, which is, shouldn't they be happy? Right? What are they complaining about? God was giving them magic food. God was giving them, right, magic clothes and protecting them, right? They didn't have a lack, right? But it was like they wanted to be upset. They wanted to feel like they needed something, right? They wanted to feel lack. They wanted to be able to pursue that, right? And that, to need to desire, to need to want more, to want, even when you don't need to want, right? That creates such an unhealthy dynamic, right? Because you should be satisfied with your life, but you don't want to be satisfied, right? You want to feel want, right? So I think if you take this Svarim and tweak it, not as a good thing, but maybe as a bad thing, and combine it with Rashi, what you come up with is that this whole perek is about people who, right? And the reason that Rabbi Price thinks that you should connect the first and the second half of the perek, right, is because the second half of the perek also sounds like a pretext. Because they say we want meat. What's the problem? They have meat. They have sheep. They have animals. So when they say we want meat, it's obviously a pretext. Because if you really wanted meat, you would shecht it. The fact that you're complaining you want meat, right, shows that this whole complaint is because you want to complain, you want to want, you want something more, you're right, you're just, you want to be unsatisfied with life, right? And that's posture, right? To want to be unsatisfied is what is so unhealthy, right? So those are, I think, a few possibilities here. And I think, you know, what I'm basing on a little bit of Svat Emet, a little bit of Rabbi Price, a little bit of Rabbi Soloveitchik, is to sort of weave these together and say that that's the problem, right? The problem was this combination of people who wanted to be unsatisfied with life, and that is just such a unhealthy situation that God was like, no, I am not going to tolerate that. I mean, that whether it's one or two stories in Perek Yud Aleph, right, that seems to be true of both stories. And that's why God gets so angry in this parak. Okay.